Guwahati. South Africa reached their first ever Women's World Cup final on Wednesday after beating England by 125 runs in a one-sided semi-final. The win ended years of heartbreak, with South Africa having lost to England in the 2017 and 2022 semi-finals. Captain Laura Wolvaart was the star of the match. She scored a brilliant 169 runs from 143 balls, hitting 20 fours and 4 sixes. It was her first World Cup century and one of the best innings in the tournament's history. Wolvaart added 116 runs for the first wicket with Tasmin Brits, 45, and another 72 runs with Marizanne Kapp, 42, to take South Africa to a huge total of 319 for 7. England's top spinner Sophie Ecclestone, 4-44, took key wickets to slow things down, but Wolvaart finished strong with help from Chloe Tryon, who made an unbeaten 33. South Africa scored 117 runs in the final 10 overs. When Wolvaart got out in the 48th over, the England players shook her hand in admiration for her outstanding innings. England never recovered from a poor start. Marizanne Kapp bowled a brilliant opening over, taking 2 wickets, Amy Jones and Heather Knight, for no runs. Ayabonga Kaka then dismissed Tammy Beaumont, leaving England at 1-for-3. Captain Nat Skiver Brunt, 64, and Alice Capsi, 50, tried to fight back with a 105 run stand, but Kapp struck again. She removed Skiver Brunt and then took 2 wickets in 2 balls to complete her 5 wicket haul, 5-20. England were bowled out for 194 in 42.3 overs. With her performance, Kapp became the highest wicket taker in Women's World Cup history, overtaking India's Julan Goswami. This win puts South Africa in their first ever Women's World Cup final. They will face the winner of Thursday's semi-final between Australia and India in Navi Mumbai.